Is Marietta Toy Hambold. She's the founder and chief destineer at Destinate. It's a destination management and tourism marketing agency. My little vaccination card, I've tried to keep it as neat and tidy as possible, but already has dog ears. Now, imagine me trying to report to a border control office somewhere around the world. It's showing, this is my proof that I am vaccinated. Other than that, there's no other proof that someone is vaccinated in South Africa, Mariette.
Yeah, it's tricky for us as South Africans to travel at the moment, although we have a lot more options now than we did earlier in the year. And with our vaccination rollout picking up speed, we hope that, you know, it will be a couple of weeks or months for that list to decrease even further. But we know that there's still extremely stringent regulations in place. We're still on the UK's red list. You know, that is debatable as to why, you know, we are still on that list when other countries are welcomed with open arms. We know that this week France opened up for South Africans, but you know we have to be fully vaccinated against COVID, of course. And we know that that means that you know that we are considered fully vaccinated against COVID 28 days after receiving the single dose Johnson & Johnson shot and 7 days after the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. And that's just a little side note for our listeners. Mm. And we have to present our vaccination certificates to airlines. And I do think there should be a lot more information available in terms of that certificate. In other words, what, you know, is there an alternative certificate available? Is a little card sufficient? I don't think the little card will be sufficient. So all of that, you know, in terms of, you know, travel agencies, I think the role of a travel agency becomes more important again. Mm. You know, for a long time, we've become a lot more self-sufficient in the way in which we plan our holidays. And I think this is an important role for tour operators and travel agencies to play now, is to really help South Africans plan our trips and have all the information we need in terms of our vaccination certificates, etc. But for instance, if we go back to the situation in France, just as an example, it's one thing getting to France with our fully vaccinated status, but once you're there, we still need a health pass. A health pass is now required there to attend any social gatherings, to enter restaurants, museums, and other attractions.
What's in the difference between a vaccination certificate and a health pass? What?
So the health pass is actually something that France would issue, and our vaccine certificates are not yet compatible with this digital health pass. And so in the meantime, we will most likely have to retest. If we are in a destination like France, we have to retest for COVID every 3 days. That's the current information. So it's, you know, it's really quite a trip. So I think it's understandable, even though we all are craving an international trip. I think a lot of South Africans are still preferring to travel locally, which is of course great for domestic tourism. And I really want to encourage South Africans to explore, you know, South Africa itself. There's so much to offer, and then of course some of our neighboring countries, and they are open to us. There's also other destinations in Europe that allow fully vaccinated South African visitors. Some examples are Switzerland, Ukraine, Romania, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Estonia, Iceland, Norway. There's quite a few countries that are opening up. But of course, what's becoming really important now is mandatory travel insurance. Mm. So again, back to the whole importance of really doing our homework, having travel agencies that can support us as travelers, so that we have all the information we need. And I think this is also an opportunity for insurance companies that do travel insurance to be proactive and to reach out to potential travelers so that we know exactly what is needed. For instance, if you go to Thailand, you need a minimum of $100,000 travel insurance.
What?
For COVID medical costs and accommodation. So your coverage has to be up to 100,000.
Okay. Oh, that doesn't mean you need 100,000 in the bank.
No,
you need just 100,000 in coverage, and that you pay your insurance. But Peter May raised a very important point. If I can, I haven't used my passport in a while, but if I can remember, there's that little yellow page, that little yellow book in which you have all your hepatitis, your yellow fever vaccinations. It is literally just a handwritten note that says, yellow fever, a date, and then the stamp of whichever travel doctor or travel clinic that issued that vaccination to me stamped there. It's egalitarian, and you can go through whether it be a developing country or a rich country. It's quite easy. I'm concerned about some countries requiring online or electronic passports or forms of documentation, when in the past I could have just traveled anywhere with a yellow fever vaccination, which is literally handwritten and a tiny stamp from the issuing doctor.
Yeah, correct. You know, and we'll see a lot of development in this space. And I think this is probably one of the most urgent areas of development required and investment required. And we need to try and find some kind of, consistency across the world. And I certainly think for the World Health Organization, for the likes of United Nations, the World Tourism Organization, and other tourism bodies, to collaborate here and to work on this issue is crucial now. And I know there's a lot of work being done, but in the meantime, travelers, whether they be local or international, are left quite confused and despondent about traveling because it is such a schlep. It's expensive. There's this, the thing around quarantining, and also just the fear of, once you have taken this investment and traveled, are you able to actually move around as freely as you would normally in that destination? And at the moment, that seems to be quite a risk. So there needs to be a priority given to making the whole travel passport or health pass or whatever you want to call it more uniform, I guess, so that it's not so varied and so different rules applying to different people and different destinations. Mm-hmm. So at the moment it's very complex, but I know we will see a huge amount of development over the next 6 months in this space.
What is some of the interventions from South African tourism authorities to get people? Yeah, look, it contributed something like between 9% and 11% of our GDP. I think that was in 2019. Tourism is a major part of our economy, gone to near zero, over the last 15 months. I do see, and I have seen some tourists around Cape Town here and there, but they are singular and there's no tour.
The brave
tour.
Few.
Exactly. What are our requirements, particularly if we want to advertise and market South Africa still as a destination for, look, remember, South Africa is a long-haul destination from wherever you're coming from in the world. So there's that to think of. It's still a high infection rate. We have lots of political instability in parts of the country. But also we need to keep people here safe from whatever variants may be brought in from other parts. How easy or difficult are we make it to attract tourists to South Africa?
It's not that difficult to get to South Africa at the moment as a traveler. You need to have a negative COVID test status. We will probably see some developments around vaccination requirements, but we're on the back foot. So in this case, it's a lot more to do with South Africa's brand that is very tarnished at the moment, not just from a health perspective, but also from a political and a social perspective. To be quite frank, there are many more attractive destinations for travelers out there at the moment, despite the fact that we have so much to offer and that the industry is on its knees. So we really need a concerted effort by not just tourism authorities, because tourism authorities have been united and have worked extremely hard to try and maintain our market share. But we have lost a significant proportion of that market share of the last 18 to 24 months. And it will take a long time for us to recover unless we have a very strong intervention from government and from private sector. We have airline issues that we're dealing with. We have reputational issues. The recent looting and political unrest has had a huge impact on our brand globally. And many travelers are just thinking twice about coming to South Africa. So, our health status and, the Delta variant aside, there is a lot of work that needs to be done. In the meantime, our industry is bleeding and it's destitute. We were so reliant on tourism, and we need to do a lot more to work together with government to fix the problems we have. I think with the rollout of the vaccination process, we should be able to see recovery coming through sooner.
Maria, just finally, I don't necessarily have some cash laying around, but say you do. Say you are fully vaccinated and you can travel. Where would be the most, in terms of ease of access, affordability, where would some of those places be?
So I think for South Africans, you probably would be good to travel to places like Namibia, you know, Kenya, Mozambique, you know, parties. You obviously can choose, you know, you can choose where you're going. And then there are some destinations like Mexico, Ecuador, Ukraine. No, I think me personally, I would really look at traveling domestically here in South Africa. There's such fantastic destinations, really great value for money at the moment, and the industry is desperate. So there's some fantastic packages on the go. I mean, there's never been a better time to explore our own country than now. And I think South Africans need to take advantage of that before we kind of spread our wings and fly internationally. And that would be me personally, but I think there is also some destinations that offer quite attractive packages. I know a lot of South Africans are heading to the Maldives. They have responded with some fabulous packages. So if you are yearning, and you know, I definitely could do with an island holiday, but the Maldives seem to be quite an attractive option at the moment.
Mariette de Toy Helmbaum, founder and chief destinier at Destination Management and Tourism Marketing Agency. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.